Welcome back to Becoming Your Higher Self podcast. Today we will be sharing what happened during last few sessions, highlights that are interesting that you can help you on your journey. Remember that all of it is just from real clinical experience, where people were in deep trance, mystical, spiritual trance, and they experienced something that higher self showed them in order to heal them, restore them to full potential. So I just don't want to have this knowledge, you know, laying around on the hard disk. I just want to share it to the world. And I know it's helping. People are writing that it's helping, it's expanding their consciousness. So, in one session recently, Kelly was the client, and during the session, at the beginning, we were filling her with the light, golden white light from the source, the energy of protection and clarity. And she suddenly said, she was already in trance, she suddenly said, oh, I feel like my light is leaking out, like it's leaking out through my feet and through my first chakra. So obviously we had to investigate it. And I asked for two healers from the light to come. And Mary Magdalene came, and Guan Yin, the goddess of mercy from China, that Chinese people know. Guan Yin, I don't know if I remember it correctly, the pronunciation. Guan Yin. And they basically told her that it's from the times where she started her spiritual exploration and just read in books on the internet that she needs to leave the body in order to explore the other dimensions. And this is what she was trying to do, leaving the body, leaving the body. And this pressure up through that crown created the holes in the feet and in the first chakra. So I asked them to heal, clear these leakages. And the information was that actually you don't have to leave the body to gain access to higher dimensions, to have conversation with the beings of light of or the source or the higher self. You can use your third eye, and actually when you are in the body, it's more stable, it's more clear, it's anchored. So it's actually better to do it this way. So about the third eye, the third eye needs to be, you know, activated, unblocked, but a lot of people are doing it like a fast food or, you know, in the Western type of consciousness that, oh, I don't have time for that. I need results now, yesterday. So people are rushing and just working on the third eye, just activating and meditating and moving energy through that third eye. But actually this is dangerous, and I had people who did this and what they discovered is that it creates psychosis. They cannot turn it off later because it was unbalanced work. without patience, wanted results. And they didn't work in a balanced way, where you work from the root chakra through all the chakras to, and then you arrive at the field eye. So if you don't want to have any problems from activating your field eye, if you want to do it right, healthy, in balanced way, this is longer work. You start from the root chakra, and then sacral chakra, solar plexus, the heart, the throat, and not only the main chakras, but also the energy body needs to work without blockages. So the chakras can be blocked, can be inactive, can be damaged. This is what I found in the sessions, and I witnessed how higher self is repairing these problems in energy bodies. It's very complex. It's multidimensional vehicle that we are in this human body. We only, most people see only physical, but it's so much more. Many layers, many different bodies, intricate connections between all of it. 3D human mind cannot actually completely understand it. We can have grand simplification, let's say, about it. So what we know so far as humanity is what we can comprehend, but it's much more complex, much more. All right, so this is the first thing. And then about the what is causing, what is the reason that the chakras can be blocked, can be damaged, or parts of it missing. Why the meridian system? You can imagine that in the same way like we have veins, arteries, we have also energy veins and arteries. And these can be blocked too. And they go to every part of your body. They bring the chana, prana or chi to every part of your body. So the body, physical body, can have, you know, life energy. So, most commonly, what blocks chakras and energy body is suppressed emotions like shame, guilt, grief, fear, desire, anger, pride. These are low vibrational, heavy energies. And most people don't work with them and accumulate them layer after layer. Most people think that if I had childhood trauma and I was betrayed by my parents, or I was bullied in school, or I was feeling abandoned or shamed to what happened, they think it just came and went. But no, it's stuck in the system. All these energies that you experience that are heavy, dense, uncomfortable emotions, they are there in the system and they are blocking the energy flow. With time, if you accumulate enough of such energies, they block so much that physical body starts to manifest or show symptoms. Chronic diseases, cancers, autoimmune disorders, allergies, all kinds of chronic conditions. And then people take medication that help with the symptoms but create new side effects, and it's never healed because the problem was energetic, spiritual. So, real progress in cleansing and elevating the consciousness is about letting go and releasing these suppressed, heavy, toxic emotions. And I recommend the work of Letting Go of Dr. David Hawkins. He wrote a book, Letting Go, A Pathway of Surrender. It's a very crucial book for everybody that wants to work on their consciousness. And it takes time. It took time to accumulate, and it takes time to release it. It will not be overnight. So patience is actually one of the lessons that higher self says to people, that soul needs to learn patience in this slow in the slow moving realm. Everything is slow. So it's not a problem, it's a lesson, it's a challenge to just be patient and trust the process. The other situation that happened this time in other session was with, let's call her Mary. Mary came to me because she has toxic relationship with a man that is taking cocaine. He's cocaine addict. They have money. They made a lot of money. And he and his friends are drinking, taking drugs. And she doesn't enjoy it. Doesn't enjoy it to drink and take drugs. But she does it. She does it for him. She has a child from another marriage, an 11-year-old girl. And she's very conflicted, blocked, stuck in this situation. So during the session, when she was in her sacred sanctuary in another dimension, happy place, where there were mountains, tropical plants, beautiful view on the ocean from the cliff, she was very happy and relaxed there. And we started working on the relationship. What is the best way to do it? How to help her on her journey? So I asked, when she was relaxing there in this happy place, she already was in deep trance. When she was relaxing in this happy place, I asked for a being of light, and a guide or higher self to come and help with this toxic relationship. And usually, when I ask like this, the angel will come, the spirit guide will come, or ancestor will come from the high vibration to give advice how to navigate the relationship. But in this case, it was very obvious because instead of a person, the huge celestial sword came down and just cut the cord, the cable, energetic cable between her and this person. And bam, she's free. She needs to let him go. And she did. She just said, okay, I let him go. This is what heavenly advice is for me. Very obvious. No doubt about it. No interpretation needed. And what happened that he faded away, and she saw that her daughter was in his shadow. The daughter was behind him. And actually he was when he appeared, he was saying, "Oh, I'm most important thing in your life," over and over again. "I'm most important. You need to focus on me," like crazy person. So after he faded away, disappeared from the view, I asked her, bring your daughter here where you are and just tell me what happens." And they started playing, they started being silly, having fun on this beautiful tropical place, in this tropical place. So after the session, when she wake up, she was feeling so light. Of course, many other things happened during the session. The session was 2 hours. This was just an interesting bit. So after she woke up, she felt so light, so clear what to do. And she actually said, "Wow, now I will just..." She introduced me to her dog, to her daughter. She actually saw her daughter as angel, like an angel being. And she said, "Yeah, this is very clear. I feel very light. And we will have fun today with my daughter and the dog. We will do something fun." So this is another example how the things can appear in the session. So the next thing is about a session where a person, let's call her Janice. There was information from her higher self about the second chakra, that her second chakra was inactive and damaged. And I asked why her chakra is inactive and damaged. Because the higher self showed her the root cause of it. And the root cause of it was a narcissistic mother, argumentative, drama queen mother. And Janice was shown that actually her mother had on her leg a gremlin-like being that was causing her to create drama, create conflict with the father, the husband, and her, the daughter. And I asked Archangel Michael to come and take away the gremlin, the being, the dark being, to the light. But Archangel Michael said, "It's easier to just cut his head off." So he did. And then the mother, I asked Archangel Raphael to bring light to the mother, remove anything else, any residue from this shadow being. But the learning, the teaching for the Janice was that through the childhood, whenever mom was criticizing her, yelling at her, it was actually when she was defending herself to the argument, to the conflict of the mom, this actually opens your second chakra that is in the belly. It actually opens and sends energy to the attacker by your defending. And this is what the entity, the shadow entity, wanted. The entity was draining and sucking the energy out of Janice for whole childhood. Because Janice is a healer. She is now working as healer, as a coach for women, helping women to grow, expand. So the lesson was that the guides, the higher self, repair and activated the second chakra, And the lesson was that whenever there is a conflict, the people subconsciously or guided by shadow beings, they are sucking your energy when you defend yourself. Instead, the best strategy is just remove yourself from such toxic drama people that are creating arguments and problems. You know such people. If they are family members, limit the contact as much as possible. If there is argument coming up, avoid it. Don't defend yourself. This is what they want. They want to suck your energy subconsciously, even if there is not shadow entity involved. They are getting your energy from your defending, from the argument. So as a person that we want to be high vibrational, there is actually no, usually there is no reason why to defend yourself, why to participate in the conflict. Because the person in the low vibration that is living unconsciously, like a NPC, like sleeping through the life, an autopilot. You cannot teach them anything. You cannot teach them. You cannot change them. You cannot influence them. They need to awaken themselves. So you need to accept who you are, who people are, and let them be. The more you resist what is, the more you suffer. The more you resist how other people want to play the grand game of divinity, the more you suffer. So, the lower vibration people, you cannot teach them anything, you cannot change them. They want to be in lower vibrations. They enjoy the experience. All right, so this is another thing that came up. And there was another session with Magda, who suffered from chronic itching and back pain. And I asked higher self when Magda was in deep trance, what is the cause of it? And the higher self showed her that she actually is wearing a body of shame, like an old layer of skin. Like you have a layer of shame on you that you accumulated through her life. And the itching on the physical body that she felt was actually this effect of this parasitic energy. So higher self guided us to her magical forest where she belongs, and the plants as a collective started healing her and ate this layer. They ate the layer of this shame from her system. And then she talked with the consciousness of her body. Physical body has consciousness. And the body didn't complain. It said, "I love us. I love you." And she said also, "I love you, my body." The body is not your enemy. It's the faithful partner waiting for you to stop judging it. So after that, she was much lighter and not in conflict with her body. It's actually energy. Whatever belief system you have, whatever belief, negative belief you have, it's energy. All energy can be released, transmuted into something positive, something constructive, something uplifting, something that is helping you and not blocking you. on your journey. So this is what I wanted to share in this episode. And if you liked it, you can check out my book on Amazon, Healing Soul Journeys by Alex Martin B, where I wrote about many stories from the sessions. And also there are practical meditations at the end of every chapter. And if you would like to have a consultation with me on Zoom, I work worldwide healing and restoring people. You can go to my website www.clarityhypnosis.eu, like Europe, and there you can see the videos, how I work, how the higher self is speaking with people, healing them. And if it resonates, you can book your free consultation on my website. And we can talk about your issues, your blockages, and I can explain to you how your higher self can remove them in the full session. So I hope this episode was helpful and see you soon or hear you soon. Bye bye. Take care.